If you're prepared to do a little bit of downloading, read some documentation, and sometimes spend absolutely $0, it's possible for you to get a web server and an FTP server up and running on your own computer. That way you avoid the banner ads that many of the free internet web page services offer, and you also avoid costly charges that some internet providers will charge you for web and FTP space. But one of the big stumbling blocks to this approach is getting a domain name to talk to your computer, especially if you have what's called a dynamic IP address. An IP address is effectively the telephone number that's assigned to your computer in internet terms, and most internet service providers will give you a different IP address periodically, even if you use a DSL connection. Most of the time you've got to actually pay to have a static IP address, an IP address that always remains the same. One solution to this problem is a client or a set of clients for different computer platforms, in fact, called DNS2Go. This assigns a domain name to your computer, and the client keeps track of your constantly changing IP address so that people can always get through as long as you're connected. Although not a unique concept, this client has the most features out of any of these products that I have seen. It's also absolutely accessible, and the basic version of it is free, with lots of pay add-ons that will enhance your experience. To talk about DNS2Go, I'm joined by its product manager from Deerfield, Mike Ryan. Mike, thanks for coming on the show. In your own words, tell us what DNS2Go does.
Well, DNS2Go is essentially a domain naming system that correlates an internet or an IP address associated with your computer to a domain name that you can associate with your computer. So essentially, on the internet, computers communicate or connect via IP addresses, but very similar to a telephone, as an example. If you wanted to call your neighbor, you would dial up their telephone number, and that neighbor's phone number is the same each time you call. Well, with computers, every time they connect to the internet, typically they are assigned a different IP address or telephone number, or a telephone number. So essentially what DNS2Go does is associates that newly assigned IP address to your computer, communicates that back to the DNS2Go servers at Deerfield.com, and then broadcasts that out to the internet to the various DNS servers.
So this is really the difference between issues you might have if you've got what's called a dynamic IP address versus a static IP address.
Exactly.
Would there be any use for this product if you do have a static IP address?
If you do have a static IP address, which generally is a more expensive type of connection, generally for more of the larger businesses and so forth.
I guess one of the things that occurs to me is that if you have a static IP address, that you still get a domain name with this, and so therefore instead of giving a whole lot of complicated numbers with dots in the right places to someone, you can still tell them that this is my domain name and this is how you get in touch with any servers that I might be running.
That's a very good example. That's very true.
It's an innovative product, and there are lots of others like it, though, on the market. I wonder what sort of differentiates the Deerfield product from some of the others, which some of them are web-based, I notice, whereas with DNS2Go, you have a client that you download and install on your system.
Yes, what kind of separates DNS2Go from some of our competitors is one of the things that we like to say about DNS2Go is that it's stateful. By that, we mean it's... It actually has a connection back to our servers, and we use what we call a heartbeat methodology, where at random intervals a connection is established with our servers, basically telling us it's like a keep alive system, indicating that that the computer is still online, connected to the internet, and connected to the DNS2Go servers. Many of the other competitors, they don't offer this type of service, and essentially they cannot tell very effectively when your computer goes online or offline. So that's one of the things. We think DNS2Go is actually a little bit smarter than some of our other competitors. And by that I mean that if when you connect to the internet, if your connection is abruptly shut off or you're kicked off of your connection, your ISP disconnects or the cat pulls the phone cord out of the wall, whatever the case may be, DNS2Go kind of sits silently in the system tray, and once that connection is reestablished, then DNS2Go will automatically switch and connect to our servers again. And in fact, if our servers become unavailable, we actually have four different primary servers located on different separate networks. So if one server is unreachable by the DNS2Go client running on your computer, it is intelligent enough to go from one, and if it cannot establish a connection, it goes to the second server, and so on and so forth. So it has kind of redundancy systems.
One of the things that's interesting is that DSL modems these days that might be connected permanently with dynamic IP addresses, they seem to sort of reassign themselves courtesy of the internet provider at random intervals, and I suppose the heartbeat method would deal with that issue.
That's entirely true. The heartbeat part of that is it reanalyzes the IP address that's been assigned to your computer with each heartbeat, so to speak. So if many of the broadbands, like you mentioned, if they randomly reassign an IP, even without a disconnection state, then the DNS2Go client recognizes that and communicates that back to the DNS2Go servers.
So how much bandwidth is that heartbeat process taking up?
Very, very little. I think it's in the neighborhood of about 13 bytes out, and not even kilobytes, it's 13 bytes out and then 13 bytes back in, so just a minimal amount of bandwidth. And that actually is customizable as well. By default, I think it's every few seconds that the heartbeat is triggered, but it also is fully customizable where you can expand that up to minutes if you would like.
Now, getting on to the fun stuff, I noticed that in its default state, there are all sorts of domain names that you can pick. For example, I think I'm something like mosin@dns2go.com, or .dns2go.com, but you can also have a whole lot of other ones. There's a big range to choose from.
Yes, there is. We try to associate some domains that would be most appealing to our users. Certainly we have the dns2go.com. We have d2g.com, 101 Maine, which in some areas around the world really kind of associates kind of that hometown feel, hometown server type feel. 27 South, that's kind of unique. The Deerfield.com offices happen to be on a road called 27 South, so we just kind of chose that one out of the blue, and that actually happens to be one of our most popular domains. We also have some based towards the Linux users, linuxdude.net and so forth. So I think we've got 16 or 17 various domains that we offer right now.
Well, talking of Linux dudes, that begs the question, what operating systems does this support?
All Windows-based systems, certainly 95, 98, Millennium, NT 2000, and just recently most of the most popular Linux distributions, such as Red Hat and Turbo Linux and SUSE and things of those distributions of that nature.
Okay, so there are clients for all of those?
Yes, there are.
Mm. All right.
Yes, we have a Windows-based client, which is certainly for the Windows-based platforms, the 9X and the 2000, and then we just recently introduced the Linux client version.
Now, if I set up an FTP server, for instance, ServU, Deerfield makes that, don't they?
That's correct. That's one of the nice fits with the DNS2Go package offered by us. We've got the other products that work well with the service. We have the FTP ServU. We've got a mail server by the name of MDaemon, web-based email systems, World Client. So, yes, we do have a very good fit for the DNS2Go product.
The ServU is another good product, very accessible as well, and it's just like running an old bulletin board, actually. It's quite a sort of a deja vu experience. But if you set up an FTP server, can you have ftp.yourdomain.com? Does that work?
Yes, you certainly intent. You can have actually you can run a web server, which would be typically an HTTP request, and then you can run an FTP server, both utilizing that same DNS2Go client. So the beauty of the entire system is you can be running a web server and have all HTTP requests coming in, which will reach your web server, or if the request comes in with an FTP colon, /, whatever your domain is, that d2g.com, then that'll reach your FTP server.
Okay. And is the FTP prefix respected? For example, can you put ftp.yourdomain.com as opposed to, do you see what I'm saying? So you can actually put an FTP dot in front there?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. You prefix it with FTP.
Yeah.
Really can.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Now, one of the things that really impressed me about this client or this whole service is the way that it supports email. And we need to have a good talk about this because it's perhaps one of the features that really makes this one stand out from similar products. Can you tell me about the options that a user has for handling their email with DNS2Go?
Well, there are a number of various email routing options that are offered. Kind of by default or free with any DNS2Go client is the ability. Many users are already running a mail server. So if they are running the mail server and choose to use DNS2Go, they will continue to receive email to their DNS2Go domain as long as their email server is online and connected to the Internet at the time. We also offer an SMTP routing option, which is basically a mail store and forward option. So for those users that are running the mail server, when they're online and someone sends them an email, that email goes directly to their mail server and everything is fine. Now, if they're offline, which many of our dynamic DNS users are, we will store that mail for them, and then once their server comes back online, we will dequeue or actually turn that mail back out to them automatically as soon as they are detected to come back online. We also offer another feature called Pop Forward, which if a user could choose that option, and any mail that is destined for their DNS2Go domain name will automatically be forwarded to an existing email account. And that can be a free email account that they have from their internet service provider or whatever the case may be. So they just provide us with a email address that they would like all their mail forwarded to, and then we just handle it at our level and send that mail directly to that account. We also offer another option where we will store that mail for them on our servers, and they can come in and more or less pop that account with a username and password and collect their mail that way. So we offer kind of a multitude of fee-based services for their email needs.
Yeah, there's bound to be something that suits everybody in that arrangement there. Yeah.
We tend to think so. It's kind of unique. We feel it's a pretty well-rounded package, and certainly with the experience that we have with our MDaemon product, we've got the experience to kind of back up the email services.
Now, I realize you're not the product manager for that product, but I had a look at it when I was on the website the other day. Is that a fully-fledged mail server, or does it actually just take material from a POP account somewhere else and then redistribute it?
No, the MDaemon is a full-fledged, mail and POP SMTP server.
Right.
So, it runs the whole ball of wax. It will handles the multiple domain support, so it's certainly a full-featured mail server.
Okay, yeah, it looks good, and it has support for IMAP as well, which is fantastic for people who are running multiple computers.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about if I don't want a DNS2Go address, whatever that might be, I can register my own domain name and have your service handle that. How does that work?
That's correct. We call that primary domain support. So if you already have a domain of your own, and many people do, however, they're just not using them, they've gone out and purchased maybe a familyname.com or something along those lines, and what they can do is through our service, we can actually register or host their domain on our servers and use the DNS2Go service along with that and just use it with their own primary domain.
That's fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit about the costs for all of these options? I mean, there's a basic no-cost option, isn't there?
Well, yeah, the beauty of it is DNS2Go is entirely 100% free. It's not a free product that is, our revenue is not generated by ads or things of that nature that at times can be annoying to pop up in your face with a free product. With DNS2Go, it's entirely free. The primary domain support that we just spoke of has a cost of $39.95 per year for U.S. dollar. And then our email routing options start at about $39.95, and they go upwards to about $179 or closer to $200, depending on the amount of storage space that you need and the required options and so forth. And those are certainly all very well documented and detailed on the DNS2Go website.
So for the basic user who just wants to have this client running on their system so that they can run an FTP server or an internet telephone or something, that part of it's absolutely and totally free.
That's correct.
Yeah. How can you do that? I mean, how is that sustainable?
Well, that's a fair question. With the other products that we sell and distribute at Deerfield.com, primarily our server products, FTP Serview, MDaemon, World Client, and so forth. DNS2Go is just a perfect fit, and it actually helps selling those products a little bit easier. So what we are hoping for is that sell-through from the DNS2Go will go on through to our other fee-based products.
I want to talk.
It's a beautiful sell-through. It's a gateway to our other products, so to speak. So, as with some competitors, they just offer a dynamic DNS service and cannot really offer the full package. At Deerfield, we like to think that we can offer a full package.
Right, so people are likely to get a bit more ambitious, aren't they? Once they get this domain name service, they may well come back and buy your FTP server or your mail server or whatever it is.
That's exactly right. It's kind of that natural evolution. As you get onto the Internet and become a user, eventually you kind of feel that you have that desire to, boy, I'd like to have my own website or my own FTP server, and I want to host up my own files. So it's just kind of that natural evolution towards wanting to do more with the Internet.
Now, one of the things that really excited me about this product was that it is very much accessible to blind people using technology, and that's the audience that we're talking to. And when I spoke with Sean Birdside to tee up this interview, she made the comment that, in fact, Deerfield had gone to some lengths to make sure that they were using standard components to develop the product. How aware are product developers, do you think, of accessibility issues these days when they're designing a product from the ground up?
Well, I would have to say, just from my own personal experience, that I think they're probably becoming more and more aware of these types of issues. Certainly, it was a very important issue for us when our design team, when we started discussing and speccing out what we wanted to do with DNS2Go, and I think it was very high on the list that we wanted to make sure that we could accommodate all types of users. I think we accomplished that with the product that we delivered, but we're certainly always looking for recommendations or ways that we can improve upon our products. Mm. And certainly any feedback from yourself or your listeners would be very much appreciated and welcomed.
Well, at this stage, I haven't been able to fault it, actually. I could talk about the problems with the menu bar and Serview, but as far as the DNS2Go is concerned, it's absolutely perfect as far as I can see. It's a very nice job. If people want to pursue this further and download the free client and look at the other services, where do people go to find out further information?
Probably to the DNS2Go website, and that can be located at www.dns2go.com, and from there we have our standard navigation menu, and there's a download link. There's information about our various email routing options, a more in-depth overview of what the product is and some examples of what the product can do for you. We also have communities where groups of other DNS2Go users of similar interests can meet and chat and exchange ideas, and we have links to other DNS2Go users' websites where we're kind of creating an entire DNS2Go community, so to speak.
That sounds excellent. Well, I appreciate you giving up your time. Congratulations on a first-class product, and I'm sure you'll get a number of people visiting the website to check it out. All the best for the future.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.